teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And a reminder that the Republic Broadcasting Network is having their start of the year fundraiser. And I know you're tired of hearing me talk about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm actually not comfortable asking people for money. And rest assured, we only do it when it is absolutely, absolutely necessary. If we're coasting along and paying the bills, we're just going to stay focused on the news. We are trying to increase donations here to Republic Broadcasting. Now, you can call 800-724-2719. Get a pencil. I'll repeat that at the end. And you can make your pledge there. And if you pledge more than $100, you will get your choice of an RBN coffee mug and T-shirt, 25 1-ounce copper commemorative rounds. Copper is now becoming an investment metal in this economy. Or if you ask the operator and provide a postal address, we will send you a CD of Claire Rivero's Christmas Without Borders. People are still asking for those, autographed by the two of us. Or you can go to the republicbroadcasting.org webpage. There's a little donate button up at the top. If you can click that, you'll go to a page with a PayPal link and with a postal address in Round Rock, Texas, where you can send something anonymously if you're actually that scared of the NSA, which most of you ought not to be. If you're afraid, they win. And once again, now that you have your pencils clutched in hand, the phone number where you can call and make your pledge is 800-724-2719. And thanks to everybody who has donated. You're keeping us on the air. And for those of you who haven't donated, shame on you. Just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. All right, now, we were talking about the Pentagon and the way it just it has money to just fling at all these kind of projects. And the Pentagon has discovered, or to be more, let's be honest, they've invented, they've made this up. Oh, there's a new vulnerability. We have to buy something to plug this gap. And there is supposedly a gap in the defenses of Washington, D.C., the border with Mexico being the most obvious one. And their plan is this fall, they're going to put up two blimps that will float at 10,000 feet over the Army's Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland to develop a defense for the nation's capital against cruise missiles fired from ships offshore. Well, I thought that's what Aegis CEC was supposed to do. But that doesn't work out, and it killed a passenger jet by mistake. So let's put them up in a blimp. It's just another reason to have another weapons development project to pour money into, which brings us back to the F-35, because as that plane goes sort of kind of out into deployment, it's not actually in active service yet. Some of the systems still haven't been delivered. And there's this very interesting article over at Medium.com, how the United States and its allies got stuck with the world's worst new airplane. And we have been talking about all the shortcomings of this aircraft. It is the most expensive military aircraft ever developed. It costs more than the gross domestic product of Australia to design and build and put out the first units of. Can't fly in the rain, can't fly in the fog, the electronics won't work, can't fly close to thunderstorms, no visibility to the rear. The helmet fire control system still doesn't work. The naval version can't land on a carrier because the arrestor hook is right by the main landing gear. So the arresting cable gets slapped down flat before the hook can catch it. And this article is talking about some wargaming carried out by the RAND Corporation. where they have these big, huge computer systems where they'll plug in all of the known weapons and its performance, and they'll war game out scenarios. And they war gamed out a scenario where China attacks Taiwan and the U.S. has to intervene. And in the simulation, basically showed the F-35 is not keeping pace with rival planes. It's not even an air combat match to some of the older Russian-produced warplanes, let alone their newest generation airplanes. And they basically said inferior acceleration, inferior climb rate, inferior sustained turn capability, also has lower top speed, can't turn, can't climb, can't run, can't fight. Once the missiles and guns are empty, it's a sitting duck. And we are seeing this very disturbing pattern in the military-industrial complex, where the weapon systems are getting more and more expensive and less credible. We were talking about that Ticonderoga-class ship that accidentally got hit by one of their own drones. It hit the housing for the spy synthetic aperture radars, broke right through the hull plate, and burned up $30 million worth of computer equipment. Like, isn't it basic ship design that you armor those critical ship systems? They become too dependent on their active defense systems. And when those are out of bullets, the ship is a sitting duck. Talking about the latest aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. Elevators aren't working. The new magnetic railgun catapults aren't working. Their dual-band radar isn't working. They're spending all this money on these hideously complicated, bloated systems, and they're not working. And they're literally getting ready to send our kids into combat with these pieces of junk. Now, a lot of people have been wondering, what the heck's going on with the United States down in Sudan? Why are we back in Sudan again? And as always, the question is, who benefits? Who gets the profit from it? And right now, the agenda for the United States to be in Sudan is because the violence down there has shut down all the Chinese-run oil fields in the country. So as long as the U.S. stays in China under the guise of whatever it is the excuse they're using, China is unable to harvest oil from Sudan. And ultimately, of course, this coming conventional world war will be very much dependent on who's got the oil reserves. Now, this was a surprise out of a clear blue sky. North Korea has sent a message to South Korea seeking reconciliation and an end to hostile military acts. This is a complete about-face for North Korea's government, which has been blustering and bluffing and threatening and rattling the sabers. And now they say, yeah, this has gone on far enough. You know, let's bury the hatchets and let's, you know, start talking reunification again. And of course, South Korea's government and the U.S. is saying, oh, no, it's political grandstanding. It's a hidden motive. Because remember, the U.S. agenda in South Korea is to reignite the war with North Korea in the hope of getting into a declared state of war with China, so that the U.S. can stiff China on all that money the United States owes China and force U.S. allies to abandon the yuan and the renminbi and go back to slavery to the U.S. dollar borrowed at interest from the privately owned Federal Reserve System. That's what this is all about. It's all about the money here. Now, earlier today, the Fox News was running the latest poll on Benghazi, which says that 49% of Americans, just slightly less than half, think all the lies being told about Benghazi are to protect Barack Obama. Now, what's significant is for people to think that Barack Obama is being protected, they must think there's something there that he needs protecting from, which gets back to what I think Benghazi was all about, which is back in 2012 at the height of the election season, September before the elections. Polls were showing Obama and Romney running neck and neck. A lot of corporate media were already proclaiming a Romney victory and Obama was going to be a single-term president. Now, Obama had failed to garner public approval over the killing of that man they claimed was Osama bin Laden, and it wasn't him. They dumped the body in the ocean. They put out all the fake photos. And Obama needed a publicity stunt, and I think that is what Benghazi was really supposed to be. When we come back from this commercial break, I'll go into a little more detail about that. And it's not just Obama that's being protected. It's Hillary Clinton, because she was part and parcel to all of this. We'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Benghazi. And what I think was going on was, as we got close to that November 2012 election and Obama's very much terrified of Mitt Romney, he needed a PR stunt. And I think what Benghazi was a piece of theater in which a small action team of people pretending to be Al-Qaeda entered the consulate intending to take the ambassador and some of his staff hostage. Oh, it's the Libyan hostage crisis. And Obama would let the drama build for a few days. The media would just make this the focus, completely steal the focus away from Mitt Romney's campaign. Oh, it's Obama. What will Obama do about the Libyan hostage crisis? Then Obama would send in the SEAL team to rescue the hostages or negotiate a prisoner trade or something to resolve the situation and then campaign on how he did not let the situation turn into a long, drawn-out repeat of the Iranian hostage crisis the way Jimmy Carter had done, which would have dovetailed with all the Muslim bashing that was going on at the time. And what I think happened is if you look at that consulate in Google Earth, you will see residential areas very close nearby. We know that the CIA agents at the annex near the consulate could hear the gunfire from the initial assault. And what I think happened is all the Libyan people heard the gunfire and said, yes, they're kicking the Americans out. Let's join in. And this carefully stage-managed, choreographed theater piece turned into a wild mob scene, and the ambassador got killed, along with three of his staff. And it was an instant epic fail, because the situation had gone out of control. It had been allowed to go out of control initially, and then it went completely beyond the control. And that's why Obama still to this very day won't tell anybody exactly where he was when all this was coming down. And we've been seeing all these lies. They tried to blame it on this non-existent Muslim bashing movie. All that existed was a trailer cut from another movie and overdubbed very quickly. And the actual full movie never surfaced. It just doesn't seem to be there. Now we know that this attack was reported to the White House as a terror attack. So their story that they just thought it was a protest over this Muslim video is already proven to be an absolute lie. Yes, they're protecting Barack Obama and they're protecting Hillary Clinton. That's why she quit being Secretary of State. She wanted to get away from that and let people forget about her career as Secretary of State. Notorious for things like, we came, we saw, he died. I ran my own poll, which came out with, let's see, the last time I checked, 93%, yes, the lies about Benghazi are there to protect Barack Obama. And I probably ought to run another poll. Are the lies there to protect Hillary Clinton? Because Hillary is clearly running for president in 2016, and this is when she's going to clean house, going to get rid of her enemies, going to get rid of any credible competition, going to try and silence anybody who's got information on her that would be detrimental to her campaign. But she can't get it all. Meanwhile, another story that just came out of BizPak Review, one of President Barack Obama's many executive orders was issued supposedly to cut red tape in the federal government, and its implementation has added $10.2 billion, with a B, in regulatory costs to the economy. Remember what I said the other day? We used to be a manufacturing and agricultural economy to make our money. Then as manufacturing began to go away, we switched into the service economy back in the 1980s, this idea that we could prosper the nation by doing each other's laundry for a fee, and it created more tax opportunities for the government, but it didn't bring new wealth in. And now that in the tight economy people are going without paid services and they're doing their own laundry again, we seem to be transitioning to the regulatory economy, where everybody is hired to fill out paperwork and send it over to this other person who's hired to put it in a filing cabinet. It's all make work, and none of it generates real wealth. It's just another way of taking the system along. And this executive order seems to be more like it. Just get everybody involved in surveillance and regulation, and the economy will continue to operate. No, it won't. There's only one way to make an economy work, and that is you create a system where ordinary people can transform their labor into real wealth to power the system. Manufactured goods, agricultural produce. And nobody wants to buy our products, not even our weapons. And nobody wants to buy our GMO agriculture. And that's why this nation is in such serious trouble. We're going to take a phone call here. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Wanted to speak to the notion of the blimps at Aberdeen.
Yes.
I'm guessing that the actual purpose of those is to use the high-res cameras to play back footage of sunbathers to NSA cubicle dwellers.
Okay, you got garbled there a little bit.
I'll take care of it.
Okay, so the real purpose.
This should sound better.
Okay,
my concern is that the real purpose of the blimps is to use the high-res cameras to pipe back footage of Chesapeake Bay boating nude sunbathers back to NSA cubicle dwellers.
Well, I thought they could already do that with the keyhole satellites.
Yeah, that too, you know.
But that's what the drones are for. You know, that's what the drones are for. I mean, you know, I'm getting emails from people who visit the clothing optional beaches, and they're saying there's drones all over the place now, just peeking at them.
Well, the other thing I find disturbing about the blimps is the supposed cost-cutting measure to fill them with hydrogen.
Well, that's it. 10,000 feet. You can reach that with a moderately sized model rocket, I think.
Yeah, Lakehurst all over again.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, though, laser weapons are starting to come online in the military of the world, and any ships off our coast getting ready to fire cruise missiles, the first thing they're going to do is pop those balloons. Now, these are just test balloons, I'm sure, and maybe they'll put helium in the other ones. But what they really are, this is not – I'm sure they're going to have the high-resolution cameras in there, but it's about having a synthetic aperture radar antenna high up in the sky that can stay there for a very, very long time, as opposed to these modified Orion P3s, which are at the end of their lifespan anyway. They were modified with a SAR antenna in the vertical stabilizer. That was part of the Aegis CEC system. And
they got the little stinger out the back on the P3.
That's a magnetic anomaly detector. The P3 is designed to be a sub hunter. We have a bunch of them here on Oahu. We see them out there training all the time.
Yeah, I live 2 miles from one of the major mid-Atlantic bases where they used to deploy them. What was I going to say about that? The tethered. I was wondering if they were going to use tethered blimps too. Apparently, high altitude tethered ones are in the offing. And if you want to have a guest on who's pretty accomplished in this stuff, you might want to talk to Gordon Duff, if you've ever heard him. He's apparently involved with this stuff.
Yeah, I'm very, very familiar with him. The thing is, blimps were proved vulnerable in World War I and World War II. And, in fact, we have a story on whatreallyhappened.com posted by one of the members talking about one of the last of the balloon poppers in World War I. That was a specialty skill. And obviously, when you have a big bag of gas on a wire sitting in the same place, it's just screaming target. And
right.
So in the event of somebody actually being off the coast of the United States of America and launching cruise missiles in, before they launch those cruise missiles, they're going to take out those eyes in the sky. It's just another boondoggle project for the Pentagon to get more money from the taxpayer and have fun spending it. That's really what it all is. Okay.
You can use it for bungee jumping.
There you go. The president wants to go bungee jumping from 10,000 feet. Glenn, got to let you go.
Thanks,
take a break
for
commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the...
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms?
Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas. Yeah, I wanna be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're gonna take another phone call. Jeff in Colorado. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was just gonna say a couple of things about them blimps you're talking about. For starters, what I read is they're going to be a tethered item.
Yes.
What about aircraft traffic? Seems to me that there would be plenty of that in the neighborhoods they're talking about.
Well, obviously, I mean, there are going to be notations made to the aviation charts. I mean, just like there are, if you're a pilot and you get those sectional charts, you will see areas marked off for RC aircraft flying, model rocketry are set aside. You're not allowed to go in there. And they'll just do the same thing for these tethered blimps. I mean, tethered blimps that go up a certain altitude now, they have to be marked on the charts.
Yeah. And another thing about them is wind differential between wherever they're anchored to where they're at. They're not going to be a stable platform.
No, they absolutely are not, and obviously the radar systems and cameras are going to have some kind of stabilizing system in there. That cable's going to be, you know, whipping back and forth and corkscrewing through the air. There are a lot of reasons why this is probably, you know, not going to turn out to really work all that well. And, again, I think this is a reminder that some of these other boondoggle systems tend not to work. Good example would be HARP, which was supposed to be this weather control, all sorts of nefarious things, which was put out there to conceal its real purpose. It was actually a test bed for synthetic aperture imaging radar operating in medium frequencies that they were going to bounce off the ionosphere and get a reflection so that they could go over the horizon with the radar system, but it never worked out, and that's why they're back to blimps.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's like you said, you hit it on the head there by saying it's just a boondoggle. Somebody's making fistfuls of loot off of it.
That's exactly right.
Out of our pockets, and you nailed it there. Okay, man.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, get back to some international news. I got to cover a bunch of stuff here before the Lady Claire joins us at the top of the hour here. Apparently, over in Czechoslovakia, police have discovered explosives at the Palestinian embassy in Prague. And this appears to be a follow-up or possibly a leftover from the assassination of the Palestinian ambassador on the 1st of January, New Year's Day. Somebody booby-trapped a safe inside the embassy. When the ambassador opened it, it exploded and killed him. Really didn't see a lot of coverage about that in the American media, did we? The wet work is definitely beginning here. Now then, I want to talk about Dr. John Lesso. Now, Dr. John Lesso is a member of the American Psychological Association, and he was a willing and highly paid participant to the torture going on down in Guantanamo Bay. And he was soundly denounced for it in the media. And the American Psychological Association has decided that, well, you know, we're not going to do anything about it. There are going to be no charges for his obvious breach of professional ethics. Dr. Lesso, meet Dr. Mengele. Dr. Mengele, meet Dr. Lesso. Anyway, I want to talk about guns and gun rights here right now. Somebody put up a very humorous article over at stoopend.us. Study finds firearms may be inanimate objects. And the story is basically they've taken all these guns and left them there and found them to be inanimate. They don't move. They don't seem to have any will of their own. And it reminds me of a spoof page I put on my gun page all the way back when we were still living in Seattle, where I put some guns out and took a picture and just left them there, and one of them rusted solid. But it was worth it, because the idea is these guns haven't killed anybody. So the gun grabber said, guns kill. No, people kill. Saying that guns kill is like saying spoons make you fat or pencils cause spelling errors. Now, on a more serious situation, and we talked about this the other day, where in Washington, D.C., this successful businessman with a spotless criminal record is on the verge of going to trial for possessing a single misfired, inoperable shotgun shell in his own home. The guy's name is Mark Witaszek, and he's a financial advisor, and he likes to hunt. Now, of course, knowing that he lives in Washington, D.C., with all their draconian gun laws, despite the recent Supreme Court decision, he keeps his weapons, his hunting weapons, at his sister's house in Virginia. Now, the single shotgun shell he had is a souvenir left over from an incident on a hunting trip. And apparently the police were sicked on this guy by a vindictive ex-wife. And there were apparently three searches of his home before they were able to find this inoperable shotgun shell. And they're taking him into court, and he's looking at jail time. And apparently one of the items they found in the earlier searches were sabots used for muzzle loaders. Didn't have the powder, didn't even have the shot, just had the sabots. These are little plastic carriers where you can put a smaller round, say a .45, down the barrel of a .50 caliber muzzle-loading rifle. So you get greater speed and range out of that. And these are apparently illegal under Washington, D.C. law, because we all know how many mass shootings and acts of terror are carried out with muzzle-loaders. Now, out in California, Smith & Wesson and Ruger have basically said they are no longer going to sell handguns in California because of this ridiculous law California passed that all firearms have to stamp the bullets with an identifying number. unique to that gun. So the bullet can be traced back to the gun. Apparently, all of this money they spent on ballistics microscopes and the bore scopes and the rest of that isn't working anymore. They want the bullets to be absolutely identified by this little mechanical stamp. Now, that's not going to work, because if the bullet is so damaged they can't do a bore scope match on it, the number, the mark isn't going to be there either. In any event, Smith & Wesson and Ruger have said the mechanism required to comply with this law, to stamp each bullet with an identifier while it's in the gun, is not only impractical, it is going to make the gun function more poorly, it is in fact going to make the gun more dangerous, because they're having to carve metal out of the existing frame of the gun to make room for this new mechanism. And the micro-stamping technology that has been mandated by the state of California doesn't work in its current form. It's not a developed, reliable, robust technology. California just simply said, oh, we think this is a good idea, go make it work. And Smith & Wesson and Ruger are saying, no, not going to be worth it. And this is how the government's going to try and stop gun sales in the United States of America. They're going to simply add more and more unrealistic, unworkable requirements to the firearms until they're simply too expensive to manufacture and too expensive to buy. So if you want a gun in California, go down across the border into Mexico. Fast and Furious will give you one. Meanwhile, up in Connecticut, it's getting very interesting. As you're probably aware, they passed a law requiring all Connecticut citizens to register their assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. With assault weapons, it's a very loose definition, including anything with a pistol grip. It's a loose definition. And by the way, as a class, assault rifles are actually less lethal than hunting weapons. Assault rifles are designed to wound, to injure, so that members of the opposing force have to use up manpower taking care of the wounded soldier. Hunting rifles are designed to knock down and kill on the first strike. Now, apparently, they've got a huge non-compliance problem over there in Connecticut. And there's a very revealing statistic in this article. Historically speaking, 90% or more of those required to comply with gun registration laws in the United States refuse to do so. Now, when Connecticut passed this bill requiring the registration of high-capacity magazines, they estimated there were 1 million such magazines. But so far, only 40,000 have been registered, just 4%. So rather than go out and risk a confrontation trying to arrest those 96% who are not complying with the law, Connecticut is offering an amnesty period. The deadline where you have to register or be arrested has been pushed off far into the future. But that's a revealing statistic. 90% of Americans are not complying with weapons registration laws. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching?
Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to take a phone call. Let's see. We've got two phone calls. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael? Can you hear me all right today or not?
It seems so far so good.
Okay, Michael, I wanted to talk to you. First of all, aloha. You know, Mike, you were talking about the situation over there in China and Japan.
Yes.
And my wife is supposed to be taken off back to the Philippines on November 17th, so just pray for that. But I remember I was telling you a while back that they were going to send 800 troops over to South Korea. And I think, Michael, in my heart, that they keep bashing on Syria, and we talked about this in the past. They're going to blow this escalation up first with North Korea, which I think is in bed with China. Get that war going first, and then they're going to use that as a door to go back in and say, we got to go after Assad and start that war over there. And I just wanted you to comment on that if you can, and tell Claire and you to have a safe and peaceful weekend. Thank you for taking my call, brother.
All right, you're welcome. Well, I think the original plan was to go into Syria, and that was going to be the final step before going into Iran, which would bring the U.S. into war against Russia and China. But with Syria still on hold, the FSA is deserting their leaders, and this attempt to legitimize military incursion through Geneva II has also cratered. And I think the U.S. is feeling the press of the financial realities of this country, and they've just decided to stop this stepping stone, nation-hopping agenda, and they're just trying to provoke China into a state of war, and they've got two different agendas running. One of them is fanning up this hostility between China and Japan over the disputed islands. And the other one is, of course, to try and get the Korean War started again, because technically it's still ongoing. There was never actually an official end to the Korean War. Just everybody got tired and said, oh, we'll be back sometime in the future. And they set up the demilitarized zone, which is so vast you can actually see it on Google Earth from out in space, just this line marching across there that's got nothing in it, and except landmines, of course. And if they can get a war going with North Korea through a proxy in South Korea, then, again, that gets them into a state of technical war with China. And as I said before, there doesn't have to actually be open combat between the U.S. and China, because the goal is to get that declared state of war and use it to basically stiff China for all the money it's owed by the United States, see, you know, freeze and seize any Chinese assets still inside the United States of America, and most importantly, force all the U.S. allies to abandon the yuan and the renminbi and go back to using the U.S. dollar borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. That's the real agenda behind all of this stuff, okay? We're going to take a call. Bill in Texas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking my call. Just a couple things real quick. I can't remember if it was the West Indies or the British West Indies, but I used to do a lot of scuba diving, and this was in the early 80s. And there the law was each bullet and casing had to be engraved with a serial number by the local authorities, and if you were caught with a bullet that wasn't your serial number or unserialized, it was a mandatory 7 years in jail for each bullet.
Mm-hmm. Which is really going to be rough for us muzzle loaders and home loaders. But see, in that system, because I'm familiar with what you're talking about, the serial numbering was done external to the gun, where it's actually fairly easy to do. It's just a stamp. And the problem with this new system California has mandated is they want a machine inside the gun that stamps the bullet just the instant before it's fired. Now, the problem with the system you're describing is that you can go and you can buy all these stamped bullets, and if you're target shooting and hunting, who really cares? Criminals are just going to file that number off just before they commit their crime. So it's another example of something that sounds like it's a good idea that is very easy for the real criminals to bypass. And the same thing is going to be true of this California law. First of all, considering the geometry inside the barrel, any stamp applied to that bullet is likely not to survive intact out of the barrel because of the wear and tear. Yeah, or readable, unless this device is supposed to reach up and tap it on the front of the bullet that's not sliding against the barrel. And I can see why Smith & Wesson and Ruger would see this as a very, very dangerous mechanism, because if that were to fail and the gun fire, the bullet would jam against that and you'd blow out the back of the gun into the chest of the guy pulling the trigger. And the product liability issues alone would be a good reason for gun makers to stay out of that state.
The other thing I wanted to bring up is there is, or was, as far as I know it's still there, a government agency going all the way back to World War One or thereabouts that stockpiled helium in case of war. And for years, there's been groups of people like Ralph Nader been trying to get that agency shut down because they've never used hardly any of that helium. And I wonder if this new blimp thing is to keep that whole government agent, that whole little section of the government department going with the stockpiling of helium. And I just didn't know if you know about that little agency that's been sitting there spending all this money for years.
I'm familiar with the agency. Supposedly, these experimental balloons are going to be filled with hydrogen. But yeah, they could be filled with helium. I think the concern over helium right now is there is some industrial process where helium is being used a lot, and they've even been talking about outlawing helium balloons at the consumer level. You go into the supermarket, they've got all those helium balloons up there, because there is apparently a potential for a shortage, and I forget what this other industrial application they needed the helium for was. But basically, at this point, we're in a wartime economy. Anything that's got military potential application, you're not going to be allowed to buy, whether it's helium.
When I worked for GE Aerospace, we used helium in making thermocouples as a protective gas when they welded the thermocouple wire together.
Well, Heliarc welding. I remember when we were putting together the plumbing for some of the Viking mission, is we put it all together and put it on a vacuum pump that was feeding into a mass spectrometer, and we just squirt helium all over the thing, and the mass spectrometer was set to ring an alarm when helium molecules came through, and it was a very easy way of seeing where various fittings weren't tight enough yet. So there's a lot of applications for helium, but there was something, it's some new process that requires helium in vast quantities, and they're talking about banning helium balloons now.
Craziness. Well, thank you for all your hard work, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I don't know. Maybe I understand that this new material everybody's working with called graphene is actually dense enough to contain hydrogen atoms. So maybe that'll make hydrogen blimps and balloons practical for military application, not for the consumer level. That graphene is really amazing, amazing stuff here. Let's see. I'm going to skip on down here because we're coming up to the top of the article. Flushmate, the maker of high-pressure flushing systems sold at Home Depot and Lowe's, has expanded its recall of parts because apparently they can burst near a seam with enough force to shatter the toilet tank. How far we have declined as a nation. In 1969, we put men on the moon. In 2014, neither our plumbing or our political philosophy will hold water. Now then, I have a real interesting story. The other day, our wall phone in the kitchen stopped working, and I decided to go down. First, I went to Office Depot, then to Radio Shack and a couple of other commercial outlets, and I just wanted a basic, plain, hang-on-the-wall phone handset powered by the phone line, so it'll still work when the electricity goes out here. I could find nothing but cordless handsets. Nobody had a corded phone, and it left me wondering if maybe this is deliberate, because as you're probably already aware, the courts have ruled the police can listen to your cordless telephone handsets without a warrant because you're broadcasting the signal out of your home of your own free will. And maybe they don't want you to have hardwired phones anymore because then it makes it harder for them to snoop on you. But it just seems strange that they had all these, you know, $100 cordless handset with all the buttons and stuff. I just wanted a plain hang-on-the-wall phone handset. Push buttons to dial the number, hang the phone up, and I'm done. That's all I wanted. Could not find it. Had to order it off of eBay. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly commercials. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.